Proverbs 16:25 says, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." A wise man once told me, no matter how right you think you are, if it's going to get you killed, then you ought to think twice about it. Now, there are some things worth dying for. American founding father Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." And if remaining a free man and not becoming a slave is important to you, then that quote should describe your attitude. Another founding patriot named Nathan Hale was hanged by the British Army on September 22, 1776, for spying on British troops for the colonial American Revolutionary Army. His final words were, quote, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country," end quote. Now, no sane man wants to die, but there are some things worth dying for. Those things ending in physical death are worth dying for, but only when you are standing up for what is right against evil and wickedness as a saved man or woman. After all, the moment you die, if you're saved, you enter into eternal life, so you really haven't lost anything. And so we consider this proverb. We must emphasize that the end thereof is the most important consideration. What is the end thereof of the way that seems right to you? The apostles were beaten and imprisoned for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ soon after Jesus had risen from the dead and ascended to heaven, and they were being threatened with death. And Acts 5:41 and 42 tells us, "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." And shortly after this, Stephen would become the first Christian martyr. And what were Stephen's last words? "No regret. Death was but a door to pass through in order to enter into the presence of Jesus," as we read in Acts 7:59 and 60. "And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep." And Stephen immediately stepped into the presence of Jesus. You may recall that before Stephen died, and the text we just read, he also in Acts 7:56 said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Stephen was seeing through that door into heaven where he was about to go even before he died. And so that is the consideration when it comes to the end thereof. It's the difference between the beggar and the rich man that Jesus told us about in Luke 16:22, where Jesus said, "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried," and then it says he lifted up his eyes in hell. If you die in Christ, death is nothing more than a meeting with angels who will carry you into the presence of Jesus at the speed of thought. The end thereof is eternal glory. I've had people tell me they're not sure that we should take that literally. I take it as it's written. I take it as Jesus said it. We die, we are carried by angels into his presence. But if you die without Christ, death is just the beginning of the end thereof, which results in eternal suffering in a lake of fire. "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Are you considering the end thereof when it comes to the way that you are on? Actually, we can sum it up in Jesus. He is the way if you want the end thereof to be eternal life. John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Follow Jesus, believe on him as your Lord and Savior, and the end thereof is in his presence.